Everybody knows that the one thing you do as soon as somebody leaves you alone in their house is you start rifling through all of their personal things to see what kind of people they really are.
Of course.
I do it to myself even when I'm home. I go through my own stuff and I'm surprised by things all the time. Like, what's this stack of unpaid bills? What a deadbeat this guy is. Anyway, that's the situation that Tara, who's on the phone for a second date update right now, thinks she might be dealing with. She went out with a dude named Ben. They hung out, went back to her place, and they were making out in the bedroom. Seemed like it was going to lead to other places. She got up to go to the bathroom, and then when she came out, he was already putting on his shoes and wanted to leave. And she thinks maybe he looked through her closet and might have seen something that he shouldn't have seen, although I don't know what that would be. But that's the only excuse that she can think of.
And what do you think the item is that could have scared him in your closet? Do you have any idea?
I honestly have no idea. Like, in my head, I think maybe there's, like, another girl. I don't know, like...
In the closet?
Oh, you mean that he's
you have another girl in your closet?
No.
Okay, because, yeah, that would be kind of scary, you know?
You mean that maybe he was dating someone else and he had, like, a moment of being a conscious, moral person and that he
shouldn't... maybe. I don't know. Okay. There's nothing in my closet that should make someone run for the hills.
Okay. Did he seem kind of weird when he was leaving?
He got really quiet. So if I was in a relationship, you know, and maybe he thought, like, oh, I'm near cheating and kind of, like, you know, needed to get out of there.
Yeah. Okay.
I think if you're on a date with somebody and making out with her in the back bedroom, you've crossed the line of cheating already, but whatever.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to dial this phone up right now and see if we can figure it out for you, okay?
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, is this Ben?
Yeah? Who's this?
Ben, what's up, dude? How are you? This is Jubal from the radio show Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Sorry, who is this?
Jubal from the radio show Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
I guess trying to, like, sell something?
No. I'm not
awesome.
Trying to sell anything. Selling radios.
Yeah.
No, not trying to sell you anything. It's a radio show, and one of our listeners emailed us about you. That's why we're calling.
Okay,
It's somebody that you went on a date with.
That's weird. Okay.
We do a segment on our show. It's called The Second Date Updates, where if you go out on a date with somebody and then end up not talking to them after, they can email us to get you on the phone and find out what happened. And we got an email from Tara the other day.
From Tara. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You remember going out with Tara?
Yeah. I mean, it was just like a one day thing.
Right. Yeah. She told us about your date.
What did she tell you guys?
Well, she told us that you guys hung out, had some drinks and tacos, and then went back to her place, and you started messing around a little bit, and then she got up to go to the bathroom, and by the time she got out, you were, like, putting on your shoes and seemed kind of sketched out when we're leaving.
Yeah.
And she said that she thought you two were having a great time, so she doesn't understand why you bailed and then aren't calling her back.
So she emailed you guys about that?
Well, yeah. You weren't getting back to her, so... I mean, you could probably understand if someone bails with no word in the middle of a makeout session, you're going to wonder what happened.
So she went through all that. She emailed you guys. And I mean, I don't know. That sounds kind of desperate, right?
I mean, yeah, maybe she is a little desperate, but regardless, she liked you a lot. Did you not like her?
No, I'm not really into her.
What?
Any particular reason?
I mean, it just kind of, we got weird when we got back to her place.
So everything was good up until her place.
Yeah, I didn't have any idea about, like, I don't know. I don't feel like safe, like, telling y'all.
You don't feel safe telling us?
You're safe, bro.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's, like, the smartest thing for me.
Why?
What?
I mean, I left for, like, a really, like, specific reason. You know, it was like.
Yeah, that was the thing that was confusing to me about her story was you're hanging out with her for so long. You go back to her place. You guys are messing around. Clearly, you liked her at a certain point, and then you just bounced.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of hard to, like, say. Is it?
Should she know what it is? Like, are you baffled that she doesn't know why you left?
I mean, I think she has some idea. I doubt I'm the first person to, like, kind of not be into that.
Not be into? Oh, okay, so she's into freaky stuff.
I don't know what she's really into. I don't know. I don't feel, like, comfortable talking about it.
Okay, well, look, whenever anybody agrees to do one of these second date updates, we always tell them that they might hear something that they're not going to like. So she's prepared to hear whatever the reason is.
I don't know about this one. I don't know if she wants me telling everyone this.
Well,
oh my God.
I mean,
we
told her, like, she knows that her dirty laundry could be aired. So if you're telling me she's into some weird stuff, she's fully prepared to put that out there. I mean, we warned her.
Okay, yeah. I mean, if she's okay with hearing whatever, then yeah, I'll tell you.
Sweet.
Oh gosh, I'm dying to know.
Yeah, me too.
So I was just like sitting there while she was in the restroom, mm-hmm. kind of like looked around. I saw like on her nightstand, there's this thing that looked like it was kind of half under her lamp. And it looks like she was trying to hide it. So I grab it and it's this checklist.
Okay.
And on the top of it, it said things to get.
Things to get.
Like her grocery store list or something.
Yeah, it's real different than that.
Okay. What are the things that she needs to get that freaked you out?
So it had like long blonde and it had like a check mark next to it.
Uh-huh.
And then it like said short black and it had like another check mark next to that.
Uh-huh.
So I'm looking at this thing and I'm thinking, this is weird. Like, what's happening here? Like, and then the next one was said short men's brown, and there was like nothing after it. It was just like blank.
She's talking about hair.
Men's brown.
Yeah, yeah. So you know, that's what I was thinking too.
Right. Like maybe she's a hairstylist, or there's like a wig that she's. I don't know.
She's just collecting hair.
I don't know. It's, well, because I have short brown hair. So I was thinking, okay, and this is like weird coincidence. And then I open the nightstand, and it's like these bags of hair. So it got me thinking.
She had bags of hair in her nightstand?
Like how big?
Like gallon-sized bags.
Oh, my God.
You think she was going out with you to try to harvest your hair?
She's going
to
shave you in the middle of the night,
dude,
bro.
I think she was trying to get my hair.
What?
Oh, my
what? There's no way. There's got to be some logical explanation for this. You think you went out with a psycho hair collector?
I mean, that's what those bags were, right? So
yeah,
it just really freaked me out. She was obviously hiding that list. And then, like, these were, you know, these bags of hair were just sitting there. And,
yeah.
Like, I don't know. I kind of got some creepy vibes from her just as a person. But I thought she was hot, so I went back to her place.
And that's how she gets your hair.
Oh,
which
man.
Happened to all yeah. the other men, too.
If I went back to a chick's house and there were bags of human hair there, I would have a few questions.
Yeah.
I feel you on that.
Yeah, so I kind of just got out of there.
I can't believe you didn't ask her about them.
No, you don't want to make her angry.
You don't want to make her angry? Yeah, that's...
I wouldn't be able to hold that in. I would be freaking out and yelling at her from the bedroom to the bathroom. Like, what is going on?
I wanted to live another day, so... I'd laugh.
Okay. Well,
weird.
Ben, I do have to tell you something, though. She's actually on the other line listening to this conversation and wants to talk to you.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my
and
God.
Now we're all scared. Tara, are you still there?
Yeah, Ben. This is Tara.
Why are you laughing? You're laughing, hair lady. That's even more psycho.
Crazy.
No, I can't believe this. Like, you have it all wrong and completely jumped to conclusions. Like, I'm just, like, don't know why you didn't ask me.
You want to talk about this? You want to tell everyone about your...
I mean, yeah. The checklist you saw was for hair. Like, that is
See?
Correct.
Okay, so you do collect hair.
The bags of the nightstand are hair.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's sounding worse.
And you're so happy about it.
Yeah.
No, it's funny. It's funny to me because I sound like a murderer on the radio. I am not a murderer.
What are you doing with bags of hair?
No, I make hair dolls. And I sell them on Etsy.
Hair dolls?
And I know that's weird. So I have a couple friends who work at salons and was thinking, like, okay, they're just throwing it out. What if I use them to, like, kind of be artistic and make art and make, like, a silly thing? People ended up loving them. And I make pretty good money doing it.
So you make dolls out of hair, just hair dolls.
Real hair.
Yeah, and people are obsessed with them.
Wait, hold on.
Okay, now it's still sounding creepy to me. It just got creepier, actually. Somehow, you went from being a murderer creepy to now you're just somebody who sits in your house and makes hair dolls.
I mean, if you make the money I make doing them, you do it too.
What is a hair doll? Is it like you're just putting hair on a doll, or is it all out of hair?
It's all out of hair. You know, it's kind of like a corn husk doll, but it's like with hair.
Okay, that's like a voodoo hair doll. That's kind of weird.
It's not voodoo. I don't make it for voodoo purposes. So maybe
are you trying to get
it.
My hair for a hair doll?
That's not a list for you. That was not you. You just happened to have short brown hair. Like, I just needed like a shorter hair for the doll I was making, and I needed to tell my friend that I needed that.
I mean, it just seems weird that you keep all this hair in your drawer and that you're collecting it and selling it.
I mean, yeah, that does sound really weird, but, like, I'm not lying about it. You know, like, I can give you my friend Shannon's number. She's the main girl I get the hair from.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, I'm not, like, trying to take your hair and, you know, put voodoo spells on you. I promise you, I'm not doing that.
No, I mean, that's fine. Like, I don't think you're lying about this, but the truth isn't, like, better.
Yes, it is, Ben. I mean, kind of.
I'm not saying it's that weird. It's very weird. But, I mean, it's how I make extra income. I went on 2 vacations last year with this money I made with these hair dolls. So.
Wow, wait, what kind of good. People are buying hair dolls made out of a stranger's hair? Like,
I don't know. I have no
people. People that like your hair dolls.
Yeah. Are they cute?
You promised that you weren't trying to harvest Ben's hair.
No.
Like, you didn't see him when you're out at the bar and you're like, that's exactly what I need for my next hair doll. Must get him back to my place.
No, I'm not a creepy hair witch. I don't try to find hair victims. I literally just tell my friend from the salon, like, hey, if you have this, let me know.
I've never, ever gone out with anyone that specializes in making hair dolls.
Well, why don't you expand your horizons a little bit, Ben? Would you like to go out with Tara again on a second date? We will pay for it.
No, I think I'm good, guys. This whole thing's kind of creeping me out. It's weird.
Come on,
Ben. Are you sure?
It's a hobby. Everybody has weird hobbies.
I can give you my Etsy shop and you can look at them and see how ridiculous they are.
No, I get what the hair dolls are. I'm really cool if I don't see these hair dolls. I don't really want a hair doll. I don't need to know any more about these hair dolls. I think I'm good. Thank you.
Aw, boo.
Okay, well, then I will ask you, since we're kind of friends a little bit now, maybe you could donate. You know, let me know when you get your next haircut.
See, you are still trying to get his hair. Now.
You're still trying to get my hair. No, absolutely not.
You have a great set of hair, Ben. Deal with it.
Thank you. I'm going to keep it.
Maybe Brooke and Jubal would want to donate, Ben.
Absolutely. I've been helping somebody make a doll in my hair for years. Nobody's ever taken me up on it, though.
Sweet. I'll give you a 10% commission.
All right.
Yeah, cool.
Sweet. I'll send you all my hair. All of my body hair. You get it, Tara.